Maybe this is first talk from industry today. Introduce Gen 5 hybrid cloud system and show you some experiments and application of this system. Actually, our cloud system is part of large system. We call it the G5 MWM suite. So first part, I'll introduce motivation, why we need another data mining system with so many system available now. And the second part, I'll go back go to my topic about clustering. What's business objective? And I'll go to a little bit detail for this objective, what kind of stuff we should choose to design this system. And next, I'll show you some example and applications to real projects. And finally, give you some conclusion. Okay. Everybody know SAS in industry, SPSS for social science, S plus and R for education, and a lot of special commercial free package for data mining for everything or just concentrate on one field. So why Gen 5 spend a lot of money, introduce a lot of systems? I'll give you a simple example. Go to any department store and ask cashier, can you do your job? First question. I believe 100% will say, yes, I do. Then you can ask second question. Can you do your job with calculator? This time, I guess, maybe 20% say yes. And 80% say no. Okay, you ask third question. Can you do a job with hand, with pen and paper? I guess 99% will say, are you crazy? That's the reason we introduce our G5 MWM suite. We target our user is somebody with business in mind, without any mathematical or statistical background. So we want everybody to use it. Definitely is no problem for everybody here. Okay. I give you second reason here why I give only two reasons. Because in professional baseball, if you got three outs, it is over. So I give you only two here. Second reason is our company actually is the first official user of our system. That means we know exactly business requirement from real application. For some other system, developer just develop system. They never use it for real stuff. We do. So that's second reason I give here why we introduce another data mining system. If you want more information about this system, you can check something here. In this system, we have something for feature selection. Dr. Winchell will present a little bit detail later about Gen 5 Viva. And we have something for prediction and classification without any user interaction. Of course, we have clustering. That's three essential component. We also have some extension like redundancy from Viva. We also have something missing value fitting from prediction. That's the extension of this core component. Okay, this is our official logo. If you like, you can check official website for MWM. Okay, why MWM, not BMW? It's not clear at first. But you think original name of G5 MWM is called Docked MWM. Then it's quite clear. It's because of Dr. Mirat, Dr. Wenxue, and Dr. Michael, all sitting in this room. Okay, go back to our classroom. We want a system which can handle millions of records and thousands of variables in reasonable time. Why? I'll give you one example here. It's a customer segmentation. For Canada, each postcode, the average size is 10 to 15 households. So totally, we have 700,060 postcodes in Canada. For our South Labor, the ZIP+4 level data, average size is 3 to 5 households. So totally, it's around 35 million ZIP+4. How many variables you have? For some commercial data set, it's quite easy to find 1,000 variables or 100 variables. Currently, we have around 10,000 variables. We have everything. If you want to check, you can check. 10,000 variables. Because the size of data set, so the first challenge for this system, we want a system can handle very large data set with any types of data. That's the first problem. Second one, we say we want this system can be used by anybody. So we don't want anything like parameters we play with, no. We want just push button and give you result. We are not trying to beat best mathematician. We just try to give reasonable result. And we want some special algorithm for marketing application. Sometimes mathematical meaningful cluster is actually useless in marketing sense. For example, you have 50% in one cluster and you have 1% in other clusters. How can you use this result? Marketing guys prefer equal size clusters so they can target each part. 10% here, 10% there, something like that. Okay. Which core algorithm we can use? First, we consider is scent-based partitional algorithm, k-mean and extension like k-mode and k-prop types. The reason is the size of data set. Anything is not odd n will be useless here. So for this kind of algorithm, time and space is quite reasonable. It's odd n, scale with your data set. For sum choice, you can use mean for numerical data, use mode for categorical data, and prop types for mixed type data. The bad thing here for this algorithm, we cannot choose distance. We have to use something here. If you say change distance from Euclidean to Manhattan, you have to change the whole algorithm. these a few points. The big problem with this algorithm, with the same data set, you run the same algorithm different time, you may get different result because it's converged to a local minimum. Sometimes it's okay for mathematician, but for business user, it's quite hard to explain why same data set, same algorithm, you got different result. So that's the big problem of this algorithm. Actually, second point here is a good one. We prefer equal size cluster. And third one here is nothing good or bad. Anyway, say something. We don't like overlapping clusters. And also, that's the bad thing. It depends on your initial guess. If you have different initial state, you have different result. So in our system, we try different initial partition, say 10 times, then we pick up best one from these 10 different tries. Okay, I'll skip some other algorithm we don't use. For this one, because it's an odd n square, only good for something, say, number of records less than 10,000. So we are not use this one. But the good thing for this one, you can use any distance function you like. Nothing changed for the algorithm itself. Okay, finally, for G5, we have this choice. For numerical data, we choose k-mean. The real implementation is based on this famous guy's work. It's called Applied Statistics Algorithm 136. The original author claimed this algorithm depends on data set is 50% faster than regular k-mean. For the categorical data, we use k-mode because that's the only choice so far. You can handle large data set. Maybe we'd like to try Stevens' approach later. Depends. And for the mixed type data, we choose K-probe types. K-probe type is a combination of K-mean and K-mode handle mixed type data. The object function here, you can see it's actually something we can call sum of square within clusters. So we try to minimize this object function. So we have a compact cluster. This is membership coefficient. If one point xi belongs to this cluster, then we take 1. Otherwise, we take 0. Right now, we only consider hard partition. For fuzzy clustering, we'll put more parameter here. Okay, anyway, this is some theorem to guarantee we can converge to a local minimum. The basic idea, we can divide our object function into two parts. One deal with numerical one, the other one deal with categorical one. Then if you choose some choice like this, we can converge to a local minimum. The algorithm here, I'll give a few words about this. In general, there are two different approach. Online approach say, after I move one pointer from one cluster to another one, we update centroid immediately. That's called online. Offline say, I update centroid only after I move all points. Some research believe the first one has a good convergence property, but the problem is it depends on the order of input. Same data set, you change your order, with this algorithm, may give you different result. Second one, has problems say, sometimes if you have a bad initial seed, the algorithm itself will fail because of the empty clusters. So we try to take both advantage of those algorithms, so we use these both together. Not give you detail, as I show you. Our algorithm is two stage. First stage is sampling. We try, for each sample, we try different initial partition and calculate validity index and keep the best seed for the first stage. Then for the final stage, we apply the algorithm to whole data set until converge. For the algorithm itself, we don't want handle any parameter, so we design two algorithms here. The first one, I call it a naturally clustering algorithm. The idea is we try to find cluster satisfy some mathematical criterion only. Then sometimes we have problem. We have one big cluster and a few very small cluster is useless. So we have another one here. It's a trade-off between mathematical accuracy with useless. We try to produce equal size cluster. Just sacrifice mathematical accuracy a little bit. So this algorithm is deal with this. The basic idea is we try to pick up initial seed from dense area. Not give you a detail here. The central idea behind this automation is based on something called index. That is a measure to evaluate how good is your result. I'll skip you detail. Anyway, we have implemented over 20 different index for different applications. For marketing application, in general, we prefer average approach. This is several standard measures for compactness. We try to measure how compact each class is. And for this measure, we have different skin we can use. We can use worst case, use maximum, or we can use average case. For average case, we can average by the number of cluster or average by the number of records. All depends on your application. And we also have several standard measures for separation. You can base on your sand choice. Also, you can base on your pairwise distance, use minimum, use maximum, or use average. We also have different schemes for use those separation. You can use worst case, use minimum, or we can use average, or can use average minimum. Bit. For in-memory data table, we use standard template library. That's limited by the Windows operating system. If you use that approach, the maximum number, the maximum size of data set is less than 2 gigabytes. We also use another approach developed by our software department. It uses something is called a virtual disk. In this case, the maximum size of data set is 2 terabytes. limited by your operating system, not by our system. Let me show you some results. The first one is an artificial data set created by one scientist in our company. Type A is well separate. Type B is separate, but not well separate. Type C is 5% overlapped, something like this. 8 clusters. Then I can run our system. You can check the number here to get some feeling how index works in this way. We also have something that's 20 dimensional. Okay, check something here. There are two paths for a real world data set. The first path is well-known data set from internet or somewhere else. Second path is data set for G5 real projects. So we can run our system to produce something like this. If you see the last one, it's 800 variables, 500,000 records. Forget about CPU time because it's not from the same computer. It's different projects. Okay, that's mathematical part. But marketers prefer something like this. Forget about index. We only care about many. For each cluster, what's the dollars? Then you can give exactly description about this cluster. Depends on this. So, final question here. You know who is your best customer. How do you communicate with your customer? That's why Generation 5 is so unique. We are first company in North America produce postcode level data. In Canada, and ZipFlux4 level data in United States. So if you can get something like this. This is 401, this is 404, DWP. I can show you each postcode with different color. Then you know exactly where is your best customer are. So you can easily communicate with this customer.
Are those
sort of the categories? No, it's a cluster label. Each postcode with cluster label. Okay, conclusion. We really have a system available for marketing application. We can handle any types of data, and the size of data is not limited by us, it's by somebody else. Ask Bill Gates. And we support almost every data format and Windows. And we have capability to produce results without user interaction. But that's not all. I would like to show you final remarks. In real application, if you are lucky, you can get a data set is available right now. But in real case, answer is no. The data set always with missing values. So you can use another component of G5 MWM to fill missing value automatically. And how do you deal with 10,000 variables? You may want to reduce your number of variables first, then apply clustering. So this is another component G5 MWM. It's called redundancy. Thank you.